I need to hit that.
And then you'll hear from us.
So, we'll contact you and you just come.
We need a break, yeah.
How long?
15.
Back on the record, this is case number 25-165.
25-165.
This appellate will need the oath.
And this is North Bradford. Okay, here it comes.
Yep, we're going to, they'll chair us for you. Thank you, though.
Actually, before you sit.
So you could stand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth pursuant to charges of perjury, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Will you identify yourself for the record, sir?
My name is Matt Iannucci. My title at North Bradford Police Department is Integrated Police Operations Manager.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. I think it was made up. But I do, I'm in charge of a number of things with the police department. I handle records. I do accreditation as well as some IT functions. And then also, I previously was a police officer in Woodbridge Police Department for close to 11 years. My certification did transfer to North Bradford, so I am a supernumerary with the town as well.
So if I refer to you as officer, is that?
You can, if you'd like.
Okay.
Sure.
The other is much too long.
Yes, that's all right.
So a summary of the case, sir?
Summary of the case. The applicant, appellant, was denied for suitability reasons due to domestic violence history as well as history of documented drug and alcohol usage.
And a summary of your case, sir?
As like why I'm here?
Or?
Why are you a suitable person today?
You're just going to show you're a suitable person today.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That, but I was also just, for the record, I was going through a very high conflict custody battle, which I think.
What town do you live in now?
North Bradford.
Okay, why don't we go through the case and we'll give you a chance to speak. Yeah.
So the appellant was denied August of 2024. He initially, so he did have his pistol permit prior to and the reapplying for the pistol permit, and I think it was revoked due to a domestic violence arrest in our town in 2023.
You probably shouldn't say you think it was. Either it was or it wasn't.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
So it was revoked from that case, and then there was an RPO that was also applied to his case. That with the RPO process, there was a six-month active. It was active for 6 months, and on 6 months, the appellant applied to get it reinstated or get his guns back. And at that time, there was an investigation by the North Bradford Detective Bureau into whether or not he was still a threat for the original reasons why they applied for the risk protection order. And the detective determined, based on the questioning of the victim of that original case, which I believe is the other party,
mm-hmm.
That was involved in that domestic relationship. And the detective determined that and put in a report that at the time it was his suggestion not to keep the RPO active and not terminate it. And the court then sided with the appellant and terminated the RPO. And the reasoning was in a report that was given to everyone, to the board as well as the was that he was a threat to himself or others. And based on the questioning that the detective completed. So the at the time of the application for temporary pistol permit, the case was the original case from 2023 was Nolly with a disposition date of September 15th of 2023. When in regards to releasing reports and things of that nature, dismissal is as if it never happened and you cannot release those records. When it's a Nolly, the record can be released up to 13 months after the disposition date, which is within that time frame.
What is within that time? Today?
The application to get the pistol permit again. So at the time, I didn't give full weight of the case against him in the decision to, I didn't hinge my whole entire case on the fact of that report, but it was taken into consideration. There were also domestic violence incidents in other towns upon doing the background investigation and reaching out to different agencies. One was Clinton PD. There was an incident with involving an accusation being made of threats being made with firearms in particular, and due to the statute of limitations, the town did not proceed with pursuing charges against the individual. And then what also came up after fingerprinting was there were a few arrests down in Georgia for marijuana as well as DUI, I believe. No DUI?
Reckless driving. Yeah, and definitely marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. And so when it came to for the decision for approval or denial, the issuing authority and myself suggested, I suggested to the chief of police for denial for suitability reasons due to the domestic violence history as well as the documented usage of drugs and alcohol. Since the denial, there has been our agency has had 10 case numbers that have been pulled in relation involving the appellant, and there has been an arrest of violation of protective order from January of 2025. That I believe was nollied with a disposition date of May 16th of 2025. There's been numerous reports that have been made by the domestic partner of the appellant stating that she fears for her safety as well as their children's safety in regards to being in contact with the appellant. There was a restraining order that was put in place at the end of December 26, 2024, and that was through Meriden Judicial District, and that was active at that time. He handed in and surrendered his firearms to the police department per that order, and that was active, I believe, until it was either January 2nd of 26, or March. I think there were a few that were in place at the time through different judicial districts that we were getting, that we were notified that were terminated. That's why there was two dates there. I'm not sure which one specifically was each specific date. And currently, North Branford is in possession of his firearms, and that's kind of what has occurred since the denial. One case in particular, it was an assist other agency, which is a call that we use in our town when there's obviously We're assisting another agency, and it was involving New Haven Police Department as well as Meriden Police Department because there was accusations being made that the appellant was shooting a firearm outside of his house.
You have a date for that? When and where?
That was, I do have a date for that. So the North Branford Police Department did end up going to the residents in North Branford, but it was very unclear as to what, where the alleged behavior was occurring, whether it was in Meriden or whether it was in North Branford. North Branford's a fairly, not that, North Branford's a fairly small community, very, houses are very close, and per this, where this individual lives, if someone were to shoot a firearm outside of the backs, there would be numerous calls. So it was, I'm not sure.
It was October?
This was that one.
I think that was late October.
It's okay.
It was in 25. Yeah, I believe it was in 25. The only case numbers I have for 25 end in.
I was in 24.
January. It might have been. It might have been.
Before Halloween.
September
time. Right?
I did not.
Okay.
So,
I was trying to help.
No, I understand. I'm a little confused.
So it's just kind of piecing together. So, and just in collection of all of these responses to the individual and surrounding the nature of the incidences involving domestic violence, protective orders, restraining orders. Being arrested since the denial, and only just recently getting the ability to actually possess firearms within his home, the firearms that he previously owned, to take back his possession due to the restraining order being terminated. It's just the issuing authorities, we just want to be sure that the, you know, the children are safe as well as the other party, whether or not they're still, however they're intertwined with their relationship and how they're working things out or however it may be, and that is taken into, all those instances are taken into consideration when making this decision. Issue the pistol permit to the appellant.
Would you like to cross-examine the officer?
Yes. Mr. Luciani?
Right? Iannucci.
Iannucci, sorry. Were you aware in 2023, before the original domestic charge was filed, that I voluntarily surrendered my weapons? Called the police department and voluntarily surrendered them for the arrest?
I was not aware of that.
Were you there at any of the times where I willingly surrendered them when you guys showed up with a protective order that I just surrendered? Were you ever?
So I was not. So I do not. I do not.
Okay. I
respond to calls for North Branford. I'm purely a supernumerary in my position is a civilian position at.
I just didn't know if you were there to acknowledge the fact that I was more than willing and complied to everything. What other questions? that the RPO is over. And I'm sure you are unaware that my ex and I have come to a mutual agreement, and she now lives in Texas with all three children.
That I did not know. That's kind of figuring out and seeing how everything has transpired over the last year.
Yeah, and you are aware of the reports, and you do see how it builds up over
yes,
time,
yeah.
And it gets more prevalent, and the allegations get worse and worse and worse. So.
Questions from the board?
Sure. So, what is the previous record in Georgia?
So the previous record, so they were, those charges were not, they were dismissed, those charges in Georgia.
Okay, I'm not aware, I don't know how Georgia laws work, whether they're disclosable or not.
Yeah.
Connecticut's get a race. I don't know if Georgia's does, but did you have?
So those came back when he submitted his fingerprints, fingerprinting.
Yep.
They came back on the Connecticut criminal
yep.
history record check
yep.
results. Otherwise, he didn't.
I don't think he disclosed any Georgia.
Yeah, and I would not have.
Okay. All right, because you mentioned him, so I'll ask him about
yes.
them later. So what was the incident in 2023, the domestic violence incident, that led to the revocation? Seemed to be multiple protective orders, things like that. What was that incident? I believe it was a 2023 incident, correct?
Yes, yes.
So what? So when in 2023?
March of 2023, there was he was arrested. The charges were a violation of a protective order. I think that was stemming. I know I said think.
So there's already a protective order in place. In March of 2023.
That was the original arrest.
Okay.
So I didn't take that case into consideration because it was, so I didn't really look at the charges for that.
All right. So you have no background on that case, the March of 2023?
I do not, because
okay.
I believe, because I looked at it, that it was nollied, I didn't take it into consideration for the decision.
All right. But that led to the revocation of his pistol permit at that time.
Correct.
And the surrender of the firearms.
Correct.
All right. May of 2024, he applied.
Yes.
How, there was a protective order in place beginning in March of 2023. How long did that go for? It was a domestic violence arrest in 2023. Was there a protective order in place?
I'm sure there was per the arrest.
Yep, but you're not sure how long
I'm
the protective
sure
order.
What happened with the court orders.
Okay. So since his application date, you said there have been 10 cases
yep.
involving the appellant.
Yes.
Could you just bullet point those cases
yep.
which would call into question his suitability to have a pistol permit?
Yep.
If he was a victim of a crime, had his car stolen, we don't care. But
yeah,
there
was a number of them that were just labeled yep. citizen assist.
Yep.
Where
the only ones, yeah, the
custody
ones,
issues.
Yeah, the ones
like
you have that
yeah.
would call into question his suitability.
Yep, so on January 5th, he was arrested,
of
2025.
Yep.
He was arrested for violation of a protective / restraining order. By our agency.
Yep.
And that was nollied. That.
Yep.
The other party, the domestic party, sent an email to the mayor of our town, prompting involvement of the chief of police, just advising that
I saw it was
their safety was in jeopardy, and
did any criminal case or anything come from that email?
I do not recall.
So the Meriden Police Department said there was an order regarding in January regarding the Meriden Police Department. Was he arrested by Meriden in any of this time period that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
So
the reason why the Meriden judicial system was involved was because there was a residence, I believe, that the spouse or counterpart was staying at, and it was in Meriden, and she filed the restraining order in Meriden.
Okay.
And the date of that was no, 12/26/2024. That was when the judge signed it. And it was to surrender all firearms, stay 100 yards away.
And how long was that in effect for?
That was in effect until /2/2026.
So 3.5 months, it looks.
No, year.
A year.
Well, no.
Just three months ago.
So out of the 10, you said there were the 10 cases, 10 calls for service. One was the January 5th, 2025 arrest for violation of the PO. You had the concerning email. Any other?
Other was just civil incidents of, I think, exchanging children. And within those reports, statements were made of safety concerns of the domestic partner as well as the children.
Okay. I don't know.
Other comments from the
I just got normal. What would be helpful to the board? And I don't think you have it here. Is one page, this date, this happened. This is what it was. This is the restraining order.
Right,
this
yeah,
is when it expired.
Yeah.
This is when it happened. This is what happened. Because you're all over the place. And it's very, very difficult. You may have a whole bunch of stuff that's very difficult to follow. The appellant actually said, I can see how it started off minor and kept getting worse and worse and progressing over time. That's your case.
Right.
But you need the evidence to prove that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be able to explain it to the board. And it should be easier than what you're going through. So, because I'm confused. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you're trying. I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know the details, and then I got a feeling the appellant's going to explain them. But do you have anything else you want to add to try to clarify some of this, or no?
So
let me ask you this: is there a denial letter in our packet? I didn't see it.
I believe I have one.
Maybe it's explained in the denial letter. All these.
So for the denial letter, it was based on suitability And for the in referencing the domestic violence history as well as documented drug and alcohol usage.
So what's, I don't see any documented drug and alcohol usage.
So in Clinton in 2022, So he originally got his permit in Clinton, out of Clinton Police Department. And so in the criminal check, the possession of marijuana was the final disposition. They wrote in their report that the final disposition was he was not prosecuted and there was no further action. And so that's where the documented use came from.
So where's the S? Okay. So that was a investigation, no criminal aspect?
Correct.
For marijuana?
2022.
That was earlier than 2022. That was...
Okay, any other documented drug use?
So they're not at the time of the denial.
But since the denial?
Since the denial, there was within many of the within the reports that the counter domestic part came in that mentioned safety as well as his drinking and he tends to get angry and make threats.
So that doesn't include, I'm sorry, does that include anything substantiated by incidents or interactions with the police?
No.
Okay. So there are accusations of that are, okay.
Any other questions?
I would ask, is he in any way disqualified from the issuance of a pistol permit at this time?
I don't believe so.
Well, be careful. you're here arguing that he is.
Well, I'm saying more so in the sense of criminal violations and things of that nature that are hard disqualifiers. No, I do believe that suitability is a question here, where the consistent documentation of domestic issues, where the other party makes safety concerns for her and her children, each time, I think it brings into question
about January of this year.
Yes.
So in that three-year timeline, there was an initial arrest for domestic violence, mm-hmm. and two arrests for violation of the PL. Mm-hmm. Do I have that pretty well?
Yes.
Okay, just trying to get the timeline down a little bit. What happened in Georgia? When was this?
Georgia, let's see. I was 18 years old, so...
20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, 20, 30 years ago. Okay. I was a new driver. My uncle put me in a sports car. Bad idea. Got a reckless driving.
Okay.
Going way too fast in a marked area.
That was it?
And that was it. And then, 2011, I got pulled over for a tag light and I had a little bit of marijuana on me.
In Georgia?
In Georgia.
You go to the penitentiary in Georgia for that?
I
Georgia,
did.
Yeah. Georgia has a
full ride. Yeah. And it was before it was decriminalized or legal anyway.
Georgia,
so.
Yeah. They don't, yeah.
Yeah. They don't mess around down there.
Did I miss anything? I appreciate your openness and candor and being helpful with this.
I tried to.
I do appreciate that. I think that's all I have.
I'm
sure there's others.
How long have you had your pistol permit?
I got it in 2001 originally.
2001?
Yes.
And you maintained it until?
Until I got this domestic train rolling in 2023.
Yeah, March 5th, 2022. Well, okay. All right. How many firearms
do you own? I have 5.
How long have you had them?
Pretty much the whole time I've had a permit.
About 2001?
Yeah, 2001, 2002.
And your partner, ex-partner, Texas resident?
Yes.
How long were you guys together?
11 years.
Okay. So during this whole relationship, you've had firearms and your pistol permit?
Yeah, we took our class together. I bought her firearms for her birthday.
And it wasn't until, there was no trouble until March of 23 in that segment?
That's it.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I think I just want to clear that up for myself.
What were the allegations of in the RPO of danger to yourself or others?
Like I said, that was all new to me.
You must have read it.
The original domestic violence thing was she said I threatened her, that I said I was going to punch her in the face, but she was the one telling me to come punch her in the face, and that I spit on her. That was her two claims. So I got arrested for, I think, threatening in the second degree and disorderly.
Right. Do you ever hit her?
No.
Spit in her face?
No. I said, I haven't put my hands on you in 10 years. Why would I start now?
You mentioned you've never been arrested for anything, any violence. I forgot how you worded it.
Yeah, no.
Other than what
the no actual brought up, violence.
Do you have
yeah,
right. Never. No, but do you have any, what other arrests are we missing?
I don't know. Just the marijuana in Georgia. Right. And my record's pretty clean.
Tell us about your marijuana use now.
Very, occasional, or what would you call it?
When was the last time?
Probably Sunday, last Sunday.
How about time before that?
Yeah, it's a social thing, so it's like I don't keep a bag with me.
I understand, but is it weekly?
Maybe every other week, every weekend kind of deal.
In all of 2025, you think that's consistent every week, every other week or more?
No,
or less?
Because while I had the protection orders on me, I didn't mess around. I was completely sober, so I wasn't risking anything. So I actually just started to kind of once a week thing again recently.
So how would you describe your usage? You're using regularly to me, weekly anyway, right?
It's more like just socially. Like that's the way I would say it. It's not every other day. It's not, like I said, I don't go to the dispensary or whatever and keep stuff on me all the time. It's more like a buddy wants to hang out, go in the woods, ride four wheelers or something. And yeah.
You're riding four-wheelers while you're smoking?
Yeah, I know. I'm
just trying to get the frequency.
I know. It's like a redneck kind of thing.
Is weekly fair?
Stay out of
weekly fair?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say weekly. No.
Every other week?
Every other week is fair. I would say at least every other week.
You're staying out of Galard?
Galard?
With your ATVs?
Oh, yeah. No water company property. I actually have a decent-sized piece of property that we stay on.
Are you aware that regular use of marijuana is a federal prohibitor?
Yes.
How do you reconcile that? How can we give you a permit if you're a regular user of marijuana?
I guess regular user, I didn't consider myself a regular user, honestly. I don't know what makes up the actual terms of
regular.
I think
the current guidance is within, a year, within the last year.
Oh, okay.
So, now, I don't mean use it once, but
yeah,
a pattern, which you've demonstrated.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely in the last, to be honest, in the last,
When you buy a gun, there's a federal form that asks if you're a regular user, illegal user of drugs. How would you answer that question? Especially after talking to you today.
Well, now that it's still federally legal, so I guess, I'd have to be truthful about it.
That it'd be yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Thank you.
You obviously have a really good memory, so I want to go back to one sentence I saw in the file from 2021.
Okay.
Okay, you and your wife are having some sort of words, okay? And somebody, I don't know whether it's you or your wife, this is my question to you, who said, quote, if you're not home in 5 minutes, I'll shoot everyone in the bar?
I don't recall that.
You don't recall that? Not from you, not from your wife?
But there's a lot of her allegations that are clear allegations.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, no, if you were in court with me, I swear, you would not be shocked with the things this woman said about me.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Would you like to make a final statement?
I just thank you for your guys' time and being thorough, and that's it.
And your final statement?
My final statement, I do think that the issuing authority will still request the board's denial for the pistol permit based on suitability. I think it's important to know that there, statutorily, there's no definition of a phrase suitable person, nor have they defined a suitable person. I think when I think it's important to determine whether or not the person lacks the essential character or temperament necessary to be entrusted with a weapon, especially when carrying safely and carrying it on their person. And I think with the abundance of reports where the individual and their counterpart has made statements where safety was a concern, not only for herself, but the children, and then you can also kind of assume that it's also can transpire publicly as well, where it becomes a concern when you're going to be issuing someone a carry permit, for a firearm carry permit. And I stand behind the documented drugs and alcohol usage. I think in reports where the spouse was asked if the appellant consumes drugs or alcohol, the responses have been that he's been drinking a lot, and I think that whether or not I think that should be taken into consideration and not treated lightly. Also taking into consideration the marijuana usage, and I stand by the department's decision to request denial.
So this is a denial for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's, I'm gonna say recent history, from March of 2023 through about January of this year, in which due to a tumultuous relationship with his
girlfriend,
okay, resulted in multiple police contacts with the appellant. Beginning in March of 2023, the appellant voluntarily surrendered his firearms to North Brantford Police Department due to his correct view in which things were between him and his girlfriend were not going well. So he removed those out of the house for safekeeping to keep himself and others safe. 4 days later, his significant other made a complaint to the North Brantford Police Department, which led to an arrest on domestic violence charges. A protective order was put in place within a short time after that, several months. The appellant violated that protective order due to contact. A risk protection order was put in place that went on for some period of time. After sometime probably in 2024, early 2024, the RPO was vacated. The appellant had no criminal history, nothing was pending at that time. And in May of 2024, he reapplied for his permit. It had been revoked due to unsuitability based on the protective order in 2023. Then his relationship, even though him and his ex reconciled, things again began to deteriorate, and which led to a protective order being put in place in December of 2024. There was an arrest for violation of that protective order, I believe, in January of 2025. That protective order was in effect until January of 2026, January 2nd of 2026. The person, the appellant's ex-girlfriend has moved to Texas along with the children in common. So that issue seems to have resolved itself. One point is, during the denial period for a year in which this denial was pending, the appellant was ineligible to have a pistol permit. He applied in May of 2024. 6 months later, a protective order was put in place, and for that whole year, the appellant was ineligible to even have a pistol permit. During testimony, the appellant did say he uses marijuana approximately once every 2 weeks. I think of note, from 2001 to 2023, almost 22 years, he was a permit holder and had no arrests, no issues that we've been made aware of. And I do, again, thank the appellant for his, how upfront you were, candor today. And we do appreciate that. We don't always see that.
Yeah, I would echo that. You were a good witness. Probably not easy talking about this stuff, but you seem to put it all in order for me. So I think I understand exactly the whole background. That's the good part. I'm talking for me now. But the other part is the domestic stuff is very recent. You're asking us to make a big leap over, from last year. And as you said, on the form for the federal form for firearms, you would have to say yes as a regular drug user, which is a prohibitor under federal law. So that's a problem too. But again, thankfully, we truly appreciate your honesty, whether it goes your way or not. It's always the best way.
Other comments?
I'll say, again, I appreciate the candor. I would personally feel I'd feel much more comfortable if we had a period of time in which there were no issues. It does bother me that, the protective order was in place just a couple of months ago. There's at least one risk protection order, which is fairly serious in the not-so-distant past. I think a history, and I don't know what that time frame is, but some type of period in which there's no issues. Just ride your quad, no issues in Winworth Bradford.
I was honestly kind of surprised that I got this date when I got the letter, because I was like, by the time I put in the appeal, so much time had passed, and then that other issue had arisen, so I was like, oh, that's gone, that's done with, and then I got the date, so I'm like, oh, I might as well show up.
That's sort of how I feel at this time.
I understand.
Where are your guns now?
North Bradford Police Department.
Still in our possession.
Which I do plan to pick them up with a pistol permit holder, and transport them back home.
Any other comments? Dr. Conrad.
Well, I was all set to give the appellant the green light until you shared with us the marijuana use. That's an issue because of the discrepancy between Connecticut law and federal law currently. I'm going to have to uphold the issuing authority and advise you to stop smoking marijuana and reapply.
I understand. Take the advice.
The other thing, I just so you know, I believe there's a case up before the Supreme Court that may change all of that.
Yes.
But
yes,
as we
true.
Sit here today,
I would like to have them change all of that.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, issuing authority at this time based on the reasons of Colonel Overturf articulated.
Mr. Gray.
Disappointed. Thank you for your testimony. And then, sounds like you're in a rough spot. It sounds like you're on your way to continue to recover from that and can eventually try again and be successful. But I'll have to go to issuing authority at this time.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosen.
Same issuing authority.
And me too, for the same reasons and with some reluctance.
Thank you, Board.
Thank you.
2 years I can reapply? What's the amount of time?
You could apply, literally you could apply tomorrow.
No, but what would come back?
Nobody knows.
Be reasonable.
We can't give you a time.
I can't give you a time frame.
Because it's a as he explained, there's no real definition, it's suitability. You can talk to the issuing authority, you know, wait a year or something, talk to them.
You may not ever have to appear before us.
Right, they may just decide to issue it after.
Just stay clear for a year or so, and I'll reply.
Thank you.
You're on your way.
Good luck.
Unless the laws change, who knows?
Take care, guys.